If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you want to know why Chris Russell is Chris Russell, the rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo, is that it's been hours now since he's been off the air. He's still sitting out here grinding. Speaking of grinding, is a man that doesn't miss anything sports-related, for that matter. And if you get him out on the pitch, he's pretty doggone good himself. And that's Professor Holder. Lou, how are you, man? Welcome home.
I'm good. How you doing, Doc? Always good to talk to you, my brother.
Well, you know how I am. When we win, I'm winning. And so I'm elated and can't wait to get back out on that platform and see us compete. I like this team, Lou. I like its growth. I like the soft spots we have, that we are filling in and developing a personality. That's what I see about this team, high upside.
Yeah, again, it's a marathon and not a sprint.
Yep.
Again, we're going to find out a lot about this team. You know, the unfortunate part of going to the NFC Championship game last year is the expectations were extremely high. And so the bar has been raised. And I think that people are mistaken if they think that that bar is going to be hit in September and October. I mean, this thing is built for November and December. And so you see what's happening around the NFL. You know, things always end up coming to center. You know, some people get high, too high. Some people get too low. And then at the end of the day, it all comes in the center. You know, the Eagles losing to the Giants. The Chargers losing two straight. I mean, it's an up and down league. You got to stay neutral and you got to stay steady. That's why you have all these veterans in here. And I think that is why you're optimistic. I'm optimistic. Because at the end of the day, when you have multiple people that have multiple Lombardis to their credit, they're not going to let a team get too high and get too low. And so when you talk about anybody, anywhere, anytime that's plastered all over the walls and you're actually going through it, man, you're going to take some lumps. You're going to take some bruises. I'm still not sold on this secondary. There's things that I still, again, the slow starts, you know, that's some things that you just look at. But then, like, again, the optimistic. I mean, Chris Paul, I mean, mm-hmm. just these stories that are coming out, they're like, I never expected that. I never thought that would happen. So that's why the NFL is the best reality TV show on the air.
Amen.
It's the best reality TV show on the air. You just never know what you're going to get. And so you have a team now that's coming home after two on the road. They've been playing very well at home. I think in their last 11 games, they won 9 of them. So we all know what happened last year, but that was last year. Ben Johnson is going to be pissed about how it ended for him last year. Caleb Williams is going to be pissed about what happened. So the Commanders need to, you know, they can't take anybody lightly. I don't think there's any easy games on the schedule. None in my eyes.
What about the Dolphins?
None in my eyes.
You don't think the Dolphins will be an easy team to beat? No Tyreek Hill, banged up offensive line. Tua can't get off his first read.
Did you think that the Eagles thought that the Giants were going to be easy to win?
Well, Thursday night football is different though. It's a short week.
Different?
You just go out there and play.
It's a football game,
but I still think.
And if this team goes into any game thinking it's quote unquote easy, that's not wise. That's not prudent at all, Ant.
Oh no. They definitely should not look at the Dolphins as an easy target. But when I look at the rest of our schedule, our game against the Dolphins in Spain is one that is favorable for us. Like, you've seen our defensive line go up against, you know, poor offensive lines. We've seen them dominate. We've blown teams out. We've dominated when we've been able to control the trenches. So I look at the Dolphins, and I think that is a favorable matchup. I'm not going to call them easy, but they're favorable.
Of course, it's a favorable matchup today, but what happens if we lose a Tyreek Hill or we lose someby? You know what I'm saying? Now what? I mean, that's 3 weeks away. I mean,
you're right.
So, I mean, we're in the moment right now, and I don't think any team on the schedule, because you don't know what's going to happen when that team's on the schedule. I mean, that's for us. That's for the media and the fans to look at and say, how many wins you're going to get? What's this? We're favorable matchups. Yo, every week, it's 1-0. I mean, these teams are coming out there, and teams that you never thought that were going to be competitive in games end up being competitive. They all have professional football players on the roster. So I just, again, if they take it one game at a time, which is what these veterans do, they let it take it one game at a time, and that's the best. That's the great thing about the leadership in this room now, in this franchise now, is that you have people who've been through the gauntlet and gone through the highest levels, and they won't let you go two or three games ahead. If I put a microphone in Bobby Wagner's face right now and ask him about, are you excited about Spain or the Miami Dolphins or anything, he'd be like, boy, man, I'm looking at this game right in front of me right now, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, I kind of like Jeremy McNichols as well. BTP made a comment this week about rotating backs and maybe favoring one or the other. Do you want the committee? I love the committee because it gives us flexibility. We're able to sustain a loss and not lose the next game. And I just think it's great. And they don't have to take that many punches. What say you?
Well, I do. I like the committee, but I also like Bill being at the top of that committee and getting the quote-unquote closest you can get to a bell cow. I just thought that he was getting stronger, and he wants that ball, and I love that about him. And then you got your change of pace in your McNichols. So I do like the committee. There's no one running back, but that running back room is really, really aided by a very, very, very talented and strong offensive line. I mean, let's go to where you know Doc, right? If that offensive line is great, and again, Chris Paul coming in, they don't even have Cosme back yet. And you're seeing this offensive line just start to get more and more comfortable with one another. That is where this offense is going to accelerate. Right. And so whether McNichols, whether it's Bill, whether it's Rodriguez, whether it's Jaden, we don't want him running, but whether it's all of that is all predicated on that offensive line. And if you look at that offensive line the last couple of games, pretty darn good, guys.
Pretty darn good. And they're going to even get better because they have depth. They rolled out eight goons. And it's over, because once we can support our tackles, and if you have a strong edge presence, which several teams do, Giants had it. They got dual turbos coming off the edge. But when they play us and Cliff go in his bag and throw out eight goons, there's nothing you can do about it. I'm telling you, I am so excited about the possibilities that we'll have that I'm going to start hyperventilating.
Excited. And Doc
oh,
is
my
excited.
God.
And Doc is excited.
I'm excited about the idea that we have that we can put eight hands in the dirt.
Yes.
And we ain't got to trick you. We don't need no damn motion. All we need is a snap count. And there's nothing you can do about it when he puts them eight goons out there. Because we're balanced. You can't favor a side. And we 300 to 3.25 all across the board.
And listen to him, man. And listen to him. He's excited.
Oh, my God. Hey. It's like watching
and listen, that was
late night
man.
X-rated movies. I'm telling you, this is unbelievable.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm telling you.
He went to Cinemax.
But I'm just telling you. My idea of it, eight goons coming straight ahead. All right, what you going to do with it? What you going to do about it? Where's the weak link? It doesn't exist. And we got three cats that can carry the mail and a quarterback that if you overplay the run, he can beat you by himself.
Yeah.
Now, you explain that to me. Now, I don't know if they're going to do it. They might go back. The artist might go back to listening to Bach. Okay, but if he keep that rap and that country in his headset, like I am encouraging Cliff to do, I just don't see how this doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Okay, we'll see.
Hey, Lot. Hey, real quick. Mm-hmm. Can I change the pace real quick?
That's up to Anthony. Anthony's in charge.
Ant's going to want to hear this.
Okay, gotcha.
I experienced something today that was very rare in the DMV. I went to the memorial service for Lawrence Moten today. Mm-hmm. And can I tell you, I haven't been moved like that in a long, long time. I mean, Syracuse basketball royalty was in the house, from John Wallace to Eton Thomas. Jim Boeheim showed up and gave words. You know, Sam Cassell was in the house. Walt Williams was in the house. I just never, ever, you know, take that for granted. You know, it's a celebration of life, but to see all the basketball royalty from Archbishop Carroll and Syracuse, it was one that I'll remember. And I know, Ant, you're a Syracuse alum, and Doc, I mean, just sitting all those years behind Coach and to see Boeheim there, I mean, those iconic figures. And to know, and listen to this, it's still mind-boggling to me today to know that Lawrence Moten is the only player in the entire metropolitan D.C. area that was ever all met in two sports. Ever. All the people that have come through the DMV and have come through the Met, the Metro, he is the only player, the only athlete that was all met in two sports. basketball and football. That is the amount of talent that has come out of this area, and for him to be the only one.
Dude, I had I haven't.
The only one. All the people that have played sports in the D.C. metro area, and Lawrence Moten is the only athlete that has ever been all met in two sports.
I don't know why I have never heard it. I can't believe Sheehan didn't break
that. That's phenomenal.
That is amazing.
He played wide receiver and safety, and one year he had 15 touchdowns and 15 interceptions in the same season.
Did he ever play football after that in college?
No. Play basketball.
No. He went to New Hampshire to play basketball, and then Boeheim scooped him up. Okay. But, yeah, a lot of people there were saying he was a better football player, almost like Bubba Chuck and Allen Iverson.
Right.
He was just as good of a football player as he was a basketball player.
I saw him with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Up here in a playoff game.
That Archbishop Carroll days, they were talking about stories. I think that's phenomenal. I mean, I knew about him still being the all-time leading scorer in Big East and Syracuse history, but I did not know, covering the WCAC for all the years that I have and seeing all the talent that came before I got here and since I've been here, he is the only athlete who has ever played sports in the Washington, D.C. area that was all met in two sports.
I got to reach out to my guy, David Lee, who's all met. That is crazy. I've never heard Haney mention it.
Phenomenal.
Some of the super producers that I know. I'm really – that is – and also
– That is a stat that I was dumbfounded.
Yeah.
I mean, I was dumbfounded. I heard about it, but then it was said today multiple times, and I'm like, okay, wow, that's a different level. That's a different level. And Boeheim said of all the players that he's coached, he's still surprised that Lawrence Moten doesn't get as much credit, you know, and he has all those iconic people that he coached. And he said he never yelled at Lawrence Moten once. Never. Him, Lawrence Moten and his son Buddy are the only two basketball players in the 47 years that he was coaching that he never yelled at.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal listening to the stories. Again, Anthony and I have worked with his daughter, Laurencia, with HBCU Go Games. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we knew about the connection that they had and the other daughter, Leilani. But to hear all the stories from Archbishop Carroll and, you know, poetry and Moten. I mean, I remember those Big East battles with Alonzo Mourning and Boeheim said, you know, that he only didn't start three games. And that was because this idiot coach didn't know what he was doing yet.
No, that's good stuff.
Once he started him, he started every single game, and that those Syracuse and those Big East records are something. But taking it home to the Washington D.C. area where we are to know that he's one of one is that's something that's that stayed with me for a while. But it was a great celebration. Syracuse was in the house, and you would have been proud. There was so many people and others like Walt Williams showed up, Christy Winter Scott showed up, the basketball royalty from this area were all in the house, and it was a phenomenal day.
Well, I appreciate you reporting on that, and Brother Holder, it's been a day, all days like that, celebrating someone's life, like Craig Heist, who's the one great guy, veteran.
I heard
sport.
That.
Yeah, Heist.
I heard that. Wow.
He went home, and it's like, you think of the good time. This guy was always smiling, so much fun, just lit up a room, you know, as well. And love what he was doing. Anybody on the planet that gets to do what they love to do for a living, no matter what the wage is a hit of the game. It's about fulfillment, and it's about feeling that you are filling a role that is needed, because everybody has an effect on people. It's a different effect on people. And the two guys you just mentioned both hit that category. You are priceless. We appreciate you sharing with us. And Ant-Man, he's a little bit too intimidated right now to ask you what he was going to ask you, but we'll wait till next week to probably put you.
Me.
Well, I don't think you should do it right now. I think we wait till next week. Yeah, but it'll be all good. We got your back. All right, Professor. Lou Holder, I tell you what.
I'll talk to you
as
later.
As Coach would say, he is simply one of the best. We go to break on this. We just keep playing the hits. I mean, it's you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a special guest on when we come back. 301-230-0980. The people speak. So get off your horse. It's time to hear from the DMV with DOC.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.